Good afternoon again. I'm Jamila Erickson. Here is today's midday interview. My guests today are Paula Brinkman. She's the musical director and conductor for Wilmington Choral Society and one of the longtime members of the Wilmington Choral Society. The outgoing president, Dave Hardy, is here as well. So welcome to you both. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We've been having lots of things on the air in the last couple of weeks about great chorus groups that are doing all kinds of seasonal music. And here is what the Wilmington Choral Society has to offer. This one sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds of the Season from Stage and Screen. The concert is Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Auditorium and features not only the Wilmington Choral Society, but also the Hanover Singers from New Hanover High School. So I always want to start to give folks a little bit of background. Tell us about the Wilmington Choral Society. Dave, you've been with them for how long?
Since 1993. There are people who claim that I started off in 1950, but that's not true.
You're the outgoing president, but you haven't been president that long. No.
Since, I think, 2004.
Okay, but you've been singing with him since 93.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Now, Paula, you're a little more recent addition to the mix, and people are delighted to have you here. When did you take over as musical director?
Oh, Dave, give me a year. 2009, I believe. Fall of 2009.
That sounds great. So. Now, tell us about how many people are in the Wilmington Choral Society.
I think right now our membership is around 60 members.
Wow.
And the age range is, you know, is tremendous. We have some members in their early 20s, and we've got some members that are, shall I say, older than I am.
Well, they were born in 19...
Right. We won't go there.
Well, that's great that people still love to sing and keep on going no matter how old they are. The voice is still there. Keep on singing.
It's something they do for fun every week, you know, to take the pressure off of the job or the, you know, whatever the economic situation may be that week.
So do you meet every week throughout the year?
Every Tuesday night we're there, 7:30 at the Cape Fear Christian Church. We take a two-week hiatus in right after the holidays so that people can, you know, be with their families.
But otherwise you sing year-round.
Other than that, well, we're off during the summer. We don't sing during the summer. But it's basically from August until December and then from January to May.
Okay. So you have this concert in December and then you'll have another concert in May?
In May. Yes.
So that's the two big concerts that you have each year.
Actually, we did one in October.
Aha. Uh-huh.
End of October.
Well, tell us about the one that's coming up on Sunday, Sounds of the Season from Stage and Screen.
All of the selections have been taken from either Broadway shows or TV or film. Some of these shows are just, you know, so well known. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the animated version that goes back, you know, years and years and years. Music from, for example, Home Alone. Music from Meet Me in St. Louis. I mean, talk about a range of movie versions.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun to sing.
And how about some of the Broadway stuff? What comes to mind?
The one I think that's the favorite right now is the Burke Bacharach Christmas Day from Promises, Promises.
Okay.
It's a great arrangement for the women's group. A lot of fun.
Now, Dave, as a singer with the group, first of all, what is your vocal range?
I'm a tenor, a first tenor.
Now, what is a first tenor?
Just a tad higher than a second tenor.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. I didn't know if you're like the primo number one tenor.
I would never claim that. No.
You're just a little high tenor. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, of the songs that are coming up in this concert on Sunday afternoon at 4, what's the first one that comes to mind that you really enjoy singing? What's your favorite?
I have always enjoyed singing White Christmas, and that's one we're going to do with the Hanover Singers. But there are several in there that are just so delightful to sing. There's an arrangement of Silent Night that is absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a joy to sing that.
Now, you've been working on this concert since the October concert.
I think we probably, our first rehearsal was in November, so we've only had 7 rehearsals. That's, you know, a short time period to get a piece, this many pieces together for a program.
Right.
But this group knocks it out of the park every week. Their work ethic is unreal.
That's terrific. Now, is this a situation where people buy their own sheet music and they volunteer their time and all of that?
The Choral Society maintains a wonderful music library.
Oh, good.
So all of this music comes from our music library, with the exception, actually, of Christmas Day, which is borrowed from a wonderful school that I used to teach at in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
They were kind enough because it's no longer in print, and I just knew it had to be on this program.
And what piece is that?
This is Christmas Day from Promises, Promises.
Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk for just a moment about the folks that are joining you, the Hanover Singers from New Hanover High School. Have you ever worked with this group before?
No, we have not. You know, this kind of grew out of a tradition I had back when I was teaching in New York. My select group was very often invited to perform with a local community choir, which was thrilling for these kids and a wonderful experience. I wanted them to see the fun that adults could have making music. they didn't have to be a music educator necessarily. It could be a plumber or a carpenter or whatever, but they like to sing, you know, with a group for fun. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could bring in one of the local high schools and share the program with them? So we're thrilled that Cindy Hospitalis has prepared her group for this performance.
And they are doing a set of their own music.
Yes,
they've decided to sing, and they've been rehearsing that separately.
Correct.
But then on Sunday afternoon before your 4 o'clock concert, which you're gathering at 2:45 to practice with them for the first time, a piece where you blend the two groups.
Correct.
And what are you singing together?
That's the White Christmas number.
White Christmas. And that comes about the middle of the program.
Correct.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Paula Brinkman. She's the music director and conductor of Wilmington Choral Society. With her is Dave Hardy, the outgoing president. He swears he has not been with the group since the 1950s, but only since the 1990s. And he's a first tenor, which doesn't mean the first tenor, but a first tenor in the group singing those high notes. Let's talk a little bit more about how you choose the music that you're going to use for a concert like this. Does the group have some input, or do you just kind of go for it, Paula?
You know, we have a planning committee, which has just recently become active, and I think are really going to do great things down the road. This particular program, I don't know how this idea sort of popped into my head, but, you know, I was thinking, well, we have this piece and this piece in the library, and, oh, by the way, they happen to be from a Broadway show, or they happen to be from film. And I thought, well, maybe it's time for me to research this a little bit more, and we'll see if we can put together some Christmas tunes from media. And this is how this particular program came about. Each song will be introduced by a different choir member, and they're going to give a little historical background on how this particular selection came to be and how it came to be so popular. White Christmas, for example, which is the combined number, is the largest selling, best-selling single ever.
Not just among Christmas music.
Not just among Christmas music ever.
Single
Beatles,
anything,
Rolling
ever.
Stones,
wow.
You name it. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So there are some very interesting facts about each of these particular tunes that are on the show. And we think the audience will enjoy listening to those.
I had Phil Furia on the other day. He does the Great American Songbook every day about 1:30 here on WHQR. And he was talking about so many of the songs of the season, the ones that are not necessarily religious, but are just seasonal songs like White Christmas. And we were laughing about so many of these songs that were written by composers that are associated with Tin Pan Alley were Jewish. And I just think that's great. They wrote all this great music that we think of as Christmas music. But, you know, it's seasonal music, and they knew a good melody, and they knew good words, and they put it all together.
Johnny Marks, actually, who wrote three of the pieces that are on our program, two of them from Rudolph, was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is the other one. I mean, you know, who would have thought?
I love it. I think it's great because this time of year is for coming together and celebrating.
Absolutely.
In whatever way that you do. Mm-hmm. It's celebration of family and home and in gatherings, and who cares what your religion is. Let's just get together and have some
fun.
Absolutely.
Couldn't
sing.
Agree more.
If I could say something about White Christmas, always amuses me is the verse that starts that song off is rarely ever heard.
Oh, yeah?
The sun is shining, the sky is blue. The orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A., but it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. And then you go into White Christmas.
Oh.
That's the verse. That is seldom ever heard unless it's done in a choral group, and it's in the song.
Well, there you go. Who would think that White Christmas had palm trees in it? How about that?
That's what he was talking about. He was in L.A., and he was just longing to be up north where it was snowy, and that fit the Christmas scene to him. He was longing for that.
That's probably the only time I long for snow. Otherwise, I'm just really happy not to be driving in it. But
yes.
All right. The Wilmington Choral Society presents Sounds of the Season from stage and screen. The performance is this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. They will be joined by the Hanover Singers from New Hanover High School. They'll be performing lots of great music. I want to tell you how to get tickets. There are $9.99, that's cute, not $10, but $9.99, available online at wilmingtontickets.com. Such a bargain. And also at the gate for $12. Tickets may also be purchased in advance at the Star News business office. And there's a service charge for the online tickets and if you pick them up at the Star News. I want to mention one more thing. You have a great accompanist.
Byron Marshall.
Uh-huh.
Just top shelf. Byron is the minister of music at Ogden Baptist Church, and he's just a phenomenal young man. We're very blessed to have him.
Yeah, there's nothing like a good accompanist.
You better believe it.
It makes all the difference in the world. Any last thoughts? Anything we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, I would like to mention that with all of our concerts, we collect food for Mother Hubbard's Cupboard.
Oh, that's great.
And we'll have collection boxes there, and we'll encourage people in the audience to bring something to donate to the box. And we've also decided that we're going to continue this coming year, 2013, with them as our primary charity.
They really need help right now. There's right. so many folks that are looking for food from food pantries that haven't ever had to avail themselves of that before. So Mother Hubbard's Cupboard is a great group. They're right around the corner from WHQR, and they've had a lot of people pouring in the doors, and they've had some empty shelves lately. So when you come to the concert Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, bring some non-perishable food with you. And if you can't get that together, write a check, and I'm sure that can be handed over to Mother Hubbard's Cupboard as well.
To tie in with that, we will be giving them another cash gift as we did last year.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that'll be presented during the course of the concert.
Great. So donations are accepted, whether they be food or cash. Just come, have a good time, and enjoy the Wilmington Choral Society Sounds of the Season from stage and screen. If you want more information about this group and think maybe you'd like to sing with them sometime, you can go to WilmingtonChoralSociety.com. Thank you both so much. Oh, Dave,
you
got some.
I did want to mention
that in January 15th and 22nd are our open rehearsals for the spring season. Make them aware of that.
And this is a no-audition group.
That's right.
Come and sing. So give us the dates again, January
15th and 22nd. We always meet on Tuesday nights.
Okay, and where?
And this is at the Cape Fear Christian Church out on North College Road.
Wonderful. Again, go to the website for more information about that. If you feel like you'd like to sing with this great group of people, form some new friendships, have some fun, go to WilmingtonChoralSociety.com or go visit them on Sunday afternoon at 4 at Scottish Rite Auditorium and hear their concert. Dave Hardy, Paula Brinkman, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. This is WHQR.